Title: Bass Modulation Macro Setups for Jungle Rollers, Beginner Lesson for Ableton Live. Alright, let's build a jungle roller bass that actually rolls. Not just a repeating note pattern, but a bass line with movement you can perform and automate fast. Here's the big idea. In jungle rollers, the bass is doing two jobs at once. The sub is the weight and the pitch, and it needs to be stable. The mids are the personality, the rhythm, and the texture, and that's where we can modulate, distort, and widen without wrecking the low end. By the end of this lesson, you'll have one instrument rack with a clean sub lane, a character mid lane, and 8 macros that feel like only Sweet Spot's controls. Then we'll automate those macros over 8 to 16 bars so your loop evolves like a proper roller. Let's set up. Step 0. Quick session setup. Set your tempo to 170 BPM. That's a classic jungle roller zone. Create a MIDI track and name it Bass. And load a drum loop. Ideally something breaky, like an Amen style loop or a tight modern break. If you've got time, layer a basic kick and snare under the break. That makes it way easier to hear how the bass and kick are interacting. Teacher tip. Do a lot of this at low volume. If it rolls quietly, it'll roll loud. If it only feels good loud, something's probably off in the envelope, sidechain, or low-end bounce. Step 1. Build a simple bass instrument. We're keeping the synth basic, because the movement will come from modulation and macros. Drop Wavetable on the bass track. Oscillator 1. Pick basic shapes and start on a sine or a triangle if you want a tiny bit more harmonics. Turn Oscillator 2 off for now. Clean is good at the start. In Wavetable's filter, choose a 24 dB low pass, LP24. Set the cutoff around 200 Hz as a starting point, resonance around 10 to 20%, and a little filter drive, like 2 to 5 dB. Now the amp envelope. This matters a lot for rollers because the bass has to speak in the gaps of the break. Attack basically instant, like 0 to 5 milliseconds. Decay around 200 to 400 milliseconds. Sustain can be very low. If you want it plucky, pull it down hard. If you want it held, bring it up a bit. Release around 60 to 120 milliseconds. What you're aiming for is a tight, bouncy note that doesn't smear into the next drum hit. Step 2. Make a sub and mid split with an instrument rack. Select the Wavetable and group it into an instrument rack. That's Control or Seed MDG. Open the chain list. Create two chains and name them SUB and MID. This is one of those beginner moves that instantly makes your bass sound more pro, because now you can go wild on the mids while the sub stays clean and mono. SUB chain setup. On the SUB chain, you can keep Wavetable, but honestly, a pure sine works great too. If you prefer, drop operator and use a sine. Either is fine. After the synth on the SUB chain, add EQ8. Set a low pass around 90 to 120 Hz. Make it steep if you want, 24 or even 48 dB per octave. The goal is simple. The sub chain should mostly be sub, not mid-range. Then add utility and set width to 0%. Mono sub. Always. Optional but helpful. Add a compressor on the sub. Gentle settings. Ratio around 2 to 1. Attack 20 to 30 milliseconds. Release 80 to 150. You're only catching peaks, like 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. MID chain setup. On the MID chain, add EQ8 right after the instrument. High pass around 90 to 120 Hz, so the mids don't fight the sub. Pause and listen for a second. If you solo the SUB chain, it should feel like clean weight. If you solo the MID chain, it should feel like the character part with no real low-end power. That separation is the whole point. Step 3. Build the rollable modulation and effects chain on the MID lane. On the MID chain, in this order, add auto filter, saturator, overdrive or amp, chorus ensemble and then glue compressor. Glue is optional, but it helps the mid-bass sit. Auto filter settings. Set it to low pass 24. Cut off somewhere in the 250 to 800 Hz zone for now. Resonance 10 to 25%. Turn on the auto filter LFO. Use a sine shape. Turn sync on. Set the rate to 1/8 as a starting point. And keep the amount low for now, like 5 to 15%. Roller movement is usually subtle. If it starts sounding like wobble bass, you've gone too far. Saturator settings. Choose analog clip. Drive around 2 to 8 dB to start. Soft clip on. Overdrive settings. Drive around 10 to 30%. Tone around 3 to 6 kHz. Adjust by ear. Dry slash wet around 10 to 35%. We're seasoning, not destroying. Chorus ensemble. Chorus mode. Rate around 0.2 to 0.6 Hz. Amount 5 to 15%. Dry slash wet 5 to 15%. This is one of those do less than you think devices. You want motion, not a huge wash. And remember, This is on mids only, so the sub stays mono and stable. Glue compressor. Attack 10 milliseconds. Release auto. Ratio 2 to 1. Aim for 1 to 3 dB of reduction when the base hits. Extra coach move. Put a utility at the very end of the MID chain as a safety device. Use it as a quick gain trim in case you push drive and suddenly the rack is way louder. If your version of utility has bass mono, set it around 120 Hz, but the main protection is simply, no wideness touching the sub, and gain under control. Step 4. Map your performance macros. Click map on the instrument rack. We're going to map 8 macros that make this rack feel playable. Macro 1. Tone. Map this to auto filter cutoff on the MID chain. Set the range something like 200 Hz up to 2.5 kHz. This is your main open and close energy control. Macro 2. Movement. Map to auto filter LFO amount. Range 0 up to about 30%. Macro 3. Rate. Map to auto filter LFO rate. Set it synced, and keep it between 1/16 and 1/4. This is perfect for quick rush moments. Macro 4. Growl. Map to saturator drive. Range 2 dB up to about 12 dB. Macro 5. Buzz. Map to overdrive dry/wet. Range 0 to 40%. Macro 6. Width. Map to chorus dry/wet. Range 0 to 20%. Macro 7. Sub level. Map to the SUB chain volume. Keep this range tight, like minus 6 dB to 0. This is your low-end safety knob. Tight range means every position is usable. Macro 8. Mid-level. Map to the MID chain volume. Range minus 12 dB to 0. This helps with breakdowns, underwater moments, and sub-only drops. Now a really important coaching habit. Set macro ranges by ear, not by nice-looking numbers. Put your bass loop on, and slowly sweep each macro. If there's a region that always sounds bad, like thin, honky, harsh, or out of control, tighten the min and max so you never land there. The goal is, no matter where the knob is, it sounds like a valid choice. And here's a fun trick once you're comfortable. Inverse mapping. Sometimes when you open the filter and get brighter, you actually want a little less distortion or less width, so it doesn't explode. In Ableton, you can map one macro to multiple parameters and set one of them to move in the opposite direction using the min and max values. That's how you make smart macros that stay controlled. Step 5. Write a classic Jungle Roller MIDI pattern. Let's do a one-bar loop. Pick a key like F minor for that classic vibe. Try this rhythm as a starting point. F1 right at the start of the bar, short. Another F1 on beat 2, but slightly later in the grid, short. Eb1 on beat 3, short. F1 again a bit later in beat 3, short. And C1 on beat 4, short. The exact notes matter less than the conversation with the break. Keep the notes tight, with gaps. The break provides the roll, the bass answers it. To add groove, you can grab a groove from the groove pool, something MPC-ish, and apply it lightly. Or do it manually. Nudge one or two notes slightly late. Small moves. Jungle bounce is often micro timing, not huge swing. Step 6. Automate macros over 8 to 16 bars. This is where your bass becomes a roller instead of a loop. Here's a simple 16-bar plan. Bars 1 to 4, intro or tease. Keep tone low, filter mostly closed. Movement very low, like 0 to 10%. Growl low, MID level slightly down. Bars 5 to 8, main drop. Open tone gradually to lift energy. Movement up a bit, like 10 to 20%. In bar 8, do a quick rate switch. Go from 1/8 to 1/16 for a moment, then back. That little acceleration feels like the track is pushing forward. Add a touch more growl and buzz. Bars 9 to 12, variation. Pull tone down for 2 bars, then bring it back up. That contrast is huge. On bar 12 only, add a small width bump as a little lift. Sub stays mono, so you can get away with it. Bars 13 to 16, heavier fill section. Push growl and buzz. If the distortion makes the low mids build up, slightly reduce SUB level. Remember the roles. Sub is weight, mid is texture. If it gets messy, it's usually too much mid-low end or too much movement. And consider a one-bar sub-only moment. Drop MID level way down, but not necessarily all the way off. A cool trick is leaving just a tiny bit of mid, like very low and closing tone. It creates an underwater dip that still translates on small speakers. Beat arrangement mindset. Rollers love evolution, not giant EDM jumps. Think smooth changes, phrase by phrase. Also, automate returns if you want extra space. Put a delay or reverb on a return track, and automate a tiny send from the MID only at the end of phrases. Like a quick 1/8 note of space, not a constant wash. Step 7. Sidechain, essential. On the bass track after the rack, add a compressor. Turn on sidechain and select your kick. If your kick pattern is too busy or inconsistent, use a ghost kick just for sidechain. Settings, ratio 4:1. Attack 1 to 10 milliseconds. Release 80 to 150 milliseconds, depending on the groove. Lower the threshold until you're getting about 3 to 6 dB of gain reduction. Now do that low volume check again. If the bass groove suddenly feels flat at low volume, try shortening note lengths a touch, or slightly adjusting the sidechain release. The release timing is a massive part of the roll feeling. Quick common mistakes to avoid. Don't distort the sub. If the sub lane is going through chorus, overdrive, or heavy saturation, you'll get unpredictable low-end wobble and a weak mix. Don't overdo the LFO. If it turns into wobble D&B, back off movement or tighten the cutoff range. Don't make low-end wide. Keep sub-mono under about 120 Hz. Don't set wild macro ranges. Macros should be sweet spots only, and don't skip automation. A perfect one-bar loop with no evolution gets boring fast. Optional upgrades if you want extra flavor. Add a tiny pluck-click layer in the mid so the bass reads through busy breaks. You can use erosion very subtly or a little noise, then high-pass it above around 600 to 1K, just enough to hear the rhythm. Add pitch micro-movement, a tiny LFO to oscillator pitch, plus or minus 2 to 6 cents. Map that to a macro called drift. It adds life without sounding seasick. And if you want a single knob that changes the vibe, make a feel macro that controls LFO rate, LFO amount, and a touch of chorus wet. One knob goes from tight chatter to looser sway. Mini practice exercise to lock this in. Build the rack exactly like we did. Make a 4-bar bass loop using only 3 notes, root, 5th, and minor 7th. Automate like this. Bar 1, tone low. Bar 2, open tone and add a little movement. Bar 3, add a little growl. Bar 4, do a quick rate change from 1/8 to 1/16 for half a bar, then back. Then bounce a 16-bar draft with just drums and bass. Listen at low volume and ask 2 questions. Does the sub stay consistent even when you push the mids? And can you still clearly hear the bass rhythm against the break? If yes, you've got a roller foundation. Recap, your roller bass comes from controlled movement, not complicated notes. Split into sub and mid so the low end stays stable while the mids do the fun stuff. Map macros for tone, movement, rate, drive, buzz, width, and levels, and automate across 8 to 16 bars so it evolves naturally. This audio version is shortened for playback.